Growing up, even in college, there were many times I would play in an orchestra, an ensemble, where I would be the only black or minority player.
Henri Mohammed grew up in downtown Buffalo, starting violin at the age of 7. Through the lens of classical music, he developed a passion to express himself artistically, and years later, after graduating from the University of Rochester in 1998, he moved back to Buffalo.
So when I came back home, you know, people began to ask me, could you teach my child to play the violin or piano?
With African Americans making up less than 2% of larger orchestras, Henri stood out in a community looking for accessibility. What started out as just one or two interested parents became larger and more organized.
People began to come around us to help us organize, you know, the classes into a school. And that's really how I got started.
Jamila Hemphill was one of his first students. Her family knew his family, and at the age of 10, she picked up the violin.
I actually grew a love for classical music. It's very rare, especially in our community.
20 years later, now she teaches with him. One thing that kept her playing was her exposure to other players that looked like her.
There was an all-black orchestra. So I'm like, oh my goodness, I've never seen that before. And it was just like so amazing. So I was like, I need to be on that stage. And then eventually, I did play with them.
She's referring to the Gateway Music Festival, which biannually features 100 African-American musicians with the Eastman School of Music. Hemphill is one of many students whose path through a career has been influenced by Mohammed.
I have graduate students who graduated from my program who are now in every, you know, profession, doctors and lawyers and politicians and teachers. And I had a student message me on Facebook a couple weeks ago saying, Mr. Mohammed, thank you. I knew I was a knucklehead then, but I thank you for sticking with me. And I looked at his Facebook profile, and he's touring with Gary Clark Jr., the guitar player. He's his keyboardist.
That keyboardist he's referring to is Jonathan Dees, who's also a graduate of the Buffalo Academy for Visual and Performing Arts. He says he met Mohammed when he was in fifth grade.
And he was just so well put together, well spoken, well educated. He was definitely a role model, somebody to look up to. And he put a viola in my hand, man. He taught me how to play viola a little bit, how to play cello. He got me started on cello. That was my introduction into playing orchestra music or playing with a large group of students. That was my introduction into playing in a band.
I meet students now that are adults, so you know, it's kind of shocking, but I just want to stay young and, you know, keep sharing this gift as long as I can.
14-year-old Nyla Kent is attending the Buffalo Academy for Visual and Performing Arts and is currently one of Mohammed's students. She says music won't be a full-time career, but she'll carry it with her for the rest of her life.
Music is like everything. It's like my passion. I love music. And it's just like something that I like to do and something that makes me stand out.
Similar to Hemphill and Dees, seeing professionals has inspired Kent to keep playing music. For her, it was watching the BPO. Mohammed says, if you can see it, you can be it.
Like, you know, Barack Obama becoming the first black president, well, he kind of, you know, let the genie out of the bottle. And now children can see that they too can achieve, you know, the highest office within the country. I think classical music is experiencing a breakthrough like that as well. And here in Buffalo, I think we have a unique position to offer that to our community. And that's what we want to keep on doing.
Nick Lippa, WBFO News.